So our first storyteller is Liz McDonough. She is no stranger to taking on challenges and making hard things look easy. Liz is a mom to two teenage boys, an entrepreneur, coach, competitive athlete, and outdoor adventurer. And I went on a walk with her once, and I think she thought I was younger than I am. That's all I'm going to say about that. We walked really fast. It was fun. She is originally from upstate New York and resides in Cranston, Rhode Island, though most weekends she can be found in her happy place up north somewhere in the mountains. She worked as an engineer and sales executive in the lighting industry for 24 years before deciding that it was time to create a life more aligned with the things she loves. Kudos to that. Over the years, she has fueled her passion for health and wellness and personal development, becoming a certified personal trainer, health coach, and most recently, a Todd Durkin Impact Life Coach. She's the founder of Bold Adventures Coaching. Liz blends inspiration, compassion, and energy into health and wellness, empowering you to align with the person you truly want to become. She also works part-time for New England Youth Cycling. She loves living a healthy lifestyle, mountain biking and skiing with her boys, and any outdoor adventure. She loves spending time with family and being part of the biking community, especially her boys' races. She's ready to take on this new coaching adventure and can't wait to see where it leads. Please welcome Liz McDonough. Just plop that this way.
Okay. Just like that?
Yeah, it's just like that. It doesn't really just kind of hangs much. There. It'll record you pretty well.
Okay.
This is the one that'll let everyone hear you, though.
Okay. Thank you. Can everybody hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. I feel like one of those bunnies with something on my ears and I can see it. So weird. Okay. So I have this 30-page document, and I'm going to read all of it. Just kidding. No, I have, as I wrote my story, it just was amazing how many things I tied together and just certain points that I wanted to make sure that I made. So, yes, you will find me kind of looking down and making sure that all these red ones that are highlighted, that I make sure I make those points and either tell a story about it or something like that. So thank you for listening, and here I go. So I will start with when Kim emailed me and told me what the theme was for this, and she said, I think this might be for you. And I'm like, oh my God. And so my adventure began. It's perfect. Because it's in November and my birthday is next week. So I was like, surely this is right. Thank you. And adventure has always been part of my life. Like growing up in upstate New York, adventure is the thing. So it is the perfect segue. So can you imagine not ever taking a leap into the unknown? Like never taking the risk to do something. And I can't imagine that because my life is filled with many leaps and many unknowns, and I will go through a lot of those. But just think of all the things that are on the other side of, you know, of fear. And that's what holds us back. So when you're thinking about, oh, maybe I will, maybe I won't, just do it. So I'm going to start with a story, and I kind of want to, I'll give you a little backstory, and then I'm going to have everybody close their eyes and see if they can kind of imagine themselves there. Do I have any skiers in the room? Awesome. So I have a friend from high school, and his name is Jim, and my dad always used to call Jim the ski bum. And he's like, oh my God, this guy Jim, look at him. He doesn't have a real job. He did go to college, but he just wasn't going to do like a corporate 9-to-5 job. And Jim spent many years figuring himself out, but ended up literally living the life that most of us would dream of. He has, in my opinion, has lived more days than any of us. He gets to spend his winters in Utah skiing, and then he spends his summers in Lake George doing fishing charters and then real estate on the lake. So I'm like, Dad, I think he did a pretty good job of living his passions, and he's living every day, and he may not have a retirement saved, but it doesn't matter because he loves what he's doing. So That's kind of what I'm trying to do. So we go out to snowboard. We've gone out for the last 4 years to go skiing. And for those of you who don't know snowboard, it's very steep. It's huge. It's amazing. And the snow in Utah is incredible. So back in 2023 was the year that they had over 800 inches, record snowfall. And where snowboard's located, it's in the Little Cottonwood Canyon. And it's literally 8 miles up this road. It's the most avalanche-prone road in the world. It has like 52 or 60 intersections of avalanches because it's literally these two canyons that come right into the road. So anyway, all of that being said, every year we go out and Jim is our guide. He's always our guide. He's the best friend and he knows all the locals, knows all the spots. The first year we went, we skied this little place called Keyhole and all the locals were like, we're on the tram and they're like, who skied the Keyhole? And we're like, we did. And we're like, we will not tell you that Jim told us where to ski. Anyway, so we go out in 2023 and Jim calls us. It's the afternoon. We've been skiing all morning. And he says, you guys have to stay up here. You have to stay up and ski the storm snow because storm skiing is different than powder skiing. And we're like, okay. Jim knows what he's talking about, so we know that this is going to cause like several hours of traffic and the treacherous storm going down later, but we decide we're going to stay. So if you close your eyes, I'll walk you through. So we go up, we get off the tram. It is dumping, right? And this isn't New England dumping. This is like snowbird dumping, where it's just coming down so hard, so heavy, it's like whiteout conditions. We get off the tram. We're on the steepest part of the mountain. We go down to what's called the Cirque. And the Cirque is basically this passageway, and it drops off really steep on both sides. And you kind of have to just jump in and pray for the best. But once you jump in, it's fun. So we went out to the end of the Cirque, and there's like two sides. This side is where everybody goes, and the other side is where we went, because that's where very few people go. So we're skiing down, and Jim is wicked fast. You would never guess it if you looked at him, but he's wicked fast. So he gets all the way to the end. My next son, my oldest goes, of course, has to keep up, you know, and then it's me and my younger son. And so we're skiing down and I am like booking it to keep up. And like, this is why I stay in shape so I can keep up with my two boys. So we get to the end and we decide we're going to go off the backside and we go down and it's literally like you're going through the trees and cliffs and we get down there and it's amazing, right? You're just surrounded by nothing but the woods, the snow, and it's so deep, and it's just coming down. So Jim and my other son had already disappeared, can't even see them, and Jacob's like, well, can you take a video? This is epic. This is never going to happen again. So I take out my camera. I start videoing. Literally in two turns, he's gone, and I'm like, wait, like, how am I going to now find my way down? I mean, there's cliffs. There's all kinds of things in this area, and it's like the perfect snow. It's blowing up from the bottom of the trail, and it's just filling in. So there's always first tracks, no matter what. And this snow is like way different than powder snow. It's amazing. It's like thick and deep. And anyway, so, but it's whiteout conditions. So I put the camera away. I follow Jacob down. He waits for me after a few turns. And we go down. And it is literally the most amazing day of skiing we've ever, ever had. Well worth the traffic in the canyon later and all of that. And why I share this story is because it's the same thing as jumping into the unknown, right? Literally skiing into this whiteout conditions is the same thing as taking the leap and overcoming the fear and jumping into the unknown. And doing that is worth the excitement, right? We all could have taken the stable, the steady, the blue trail that we know is easy and we're not going to have to worry about anything on. Or we continue to take the path that's least traveled. So to me, adventure is all about the willingness to step into the unknown. It's being willing to leave behind what is familiar and safe in pursuit of something greater and more fulfilling. What if we could view the unknown as something to be embraced rather than feared? What if we could see ourselves as adventurers on a journey of self-discovery and transformation? So I don't have a story, like some dramatic story of like weight loss or a life transformed by exercise. But for me, movement and the outdoors has literally been the thing that has been my saving grace through everything I've gone through in my life. Every single time, it's there. I grew up in upstate New York, and I was always that girl. I was the little girl on the playground with the red bathing suit, the pigtails, swinging around on the bar. My mom probably like, oh my God, what are you doing? Going down the alpine slides, how fast as you can go, riding my bike through the woods. Literally, my grandmother did live right next door. And that's what we spent our time doing. And I've also pushed the limits a lot. And I've done it mostly on my adventurous athletic side, right? I've pushed the limits to see what's possible, kind of like the go big or go home attitude. I've done Ironmans, I've done marathons, I've done triathlons that end on the top of Mount Washington, hiking 33 miles in a day, like all these crazy things. So the unknown is nothing that I'm a stranger to, but somehow it feels different when you're navigating the unknown and it's not something fun. So navigating through other things in life, like divorce or career shifts, seems a little different than the crazy hikes and bike rides. So I think what's so challenging about the unknown is that there's no playbook, right? It's kind of like having a kid. You could read all the books and do all the things that the book says, but until you have a kid, you don't know until you're in it. And then you just have to do it. You have to learn, you have to trust and surrender. So here's where my adventure began. In 2008, in the matter of a few months, I went from happily married with a 2-year-old son, pregnant with twins, thanks to in vitro, to losing a twin, starting a new job, finding out my husband was having an affair, getting separated, and then having my son with my mom and my best friend in the delivery room. And getting home that, you know, later on, 2 days later, I get home and my dad and my mom were there and my dad's like, in a very loving and caring way, says, I don't know how you're gonna do this. I'm like thinking, I kind of feel the same, but I mean, there's really no other choice. And that's what I said to him. I was like, I really don't see another way, Dad, other than just doing it. So that's what I did. And I think so often in life, that's what we do. We have to just deal with the circumstances that we're dealt. And was it easy? No. But did I learn a lot? Absolutely. And, you know, the next few months, I grew up in upstate New York. I spent so much time in Lake George. And that was the first time that literally just being in the mountains, like that was what kept me alive and sane. And I remember every time I would drive back, I'd get to the toll booth in Albany, or I'd get back on the Mass Pike, and I would just be bawling my eyes out. Like coming back to Rhode Island? Like, it just so didn't feel like home to me. And then I re-entered the work world, and I literally was like, okay, here we go. We're going to do this. We're going to embrace single momhood. We're going to just do it all. And honestly, it was a lot of just survival mode. Push down the gas pedal, put it full throttle, and go forward. And I would do that. I'd put on my happy face every day. I would do my job. I'd smile. I'd do all the things. Do all the things with the kids, get them bed, you know, feed them dinner, get them to bed. And then I'd crash every night and I'd call my best friend or my mom or my dad and I'd just be like, oh my God, can you believe what else I uncovered? And that went on for a long time until I finally got divorced. But every time I knew that like something inside of me was always telling me, you can do this. Like I had a friend who, she said, just put it in God's hands. And I was like, what the hell does that mean? Put it in God's hands. Like he's going to come in and be my knight in shining armor and just fix everything? No. But I knew deep down that it was going to get better. I spent the next 5 years, and really this is where adventure in the outdoors comes in, because those next 5 years, I spent rebuilding my confidence, rebuilding my independence, knowing that I can do this, right? As the kids got a little bit older, we started to travel. We met my parents in the Outer Banks for a little mini vacation. Very interesting flight, but it worked. We went to New York City. We went to Washington, D.C. We even did a trip out to my sister's wedding. And then we literally just kind of kept increasing the trips and the adventure as they got older and older. And it finally seemed like we were kind of getting back into the rhythm. I was like, okay, this is the new normal. We're going to do this. Then I got pneumonia. I was really pushing it, right? Like, no sleep. And my doctor called me from his vacation, and he's like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I really can't even walk up the stairs without breathing heavy. So lesson learned. Finally had to slow down, right? Our bodies tell us when it's time to take a break. And I had to learn to ask for help, which I know, as us women, it's very hard to do. But I did, and I had to call my ex-husband and say, you have to come take the kids. I can't do this. So that was like the start of rebuilding a whole relationship, which was amazing. And that same winter, we decided as a family, no longer are we going to do all the sports that we're supposed to do, right? All the games and all the stuff that's on the weekends and like literally spend our days doing that and being crazy going to practices. So we decided, I said, do you guys want to give up indoor track season and we'll ski? They're like, yes, let's do it. So we did. And that was the start, literally, of hundreds of weekends that we spent up north skiing, hiking, biking. Like, I literally was looking through all the pictures when I was putting this together, and I'm like, oh my God, it's so amazing what we ended up creating. And at the same time, I think the pneumonia was like an eye-opener, and then the universe was like, oh, well, we'll provide you that break that you were looking for. So that break happened. So it was 2017. I was finally like, we were just like into this whole normal role of what I was doing and what life looked like now. And my company had a new manager, and the group started to change. I was in sales at the time, and I had two young kids. And he's like, well, guess what? The new territory for the Northeast is going to include all the way down to Maryland and all the way, like, it was a huge territory. And you have to be there, like, this many days a week. And I said, I can't do that. I'm not willing to do that. I'm not willing to be on the road and not be part of my kids' lives. So I said no, and I was forced to resign after 19 years with this company. So again, jumping into the unknown, this time not really invited either. And we got through this too. I had no job, no income, and yet I actually wasn't worried. It was really strange. For the first time in my life, here I am with no job, no income. And I said, you know what? We're just going to enjoy the summer. We literally went everywhere in New England. We kept our trip that we were going to. We were going out to Oregon. We did that. We biked. We did everything. Everything that we wanted to do. And big lesson here, like, trust the universe again. Let go and let it happen. I came back and a job landed in my lap. Universe provided. Again, knowing that it's going to be okay. 2.5 years into that job, I'm actually liking the job that I'm doing, but I've had for 10 years going through this, the whole journey that I've told you about, I've had that feeling inside that there's something more. I didn't know what it was. I knew what I kind of wanted to do, but I didn't have an exact plan, so I never had the courage to do it. Well, I knew I loved health and fitness, and over the years, I had been certified as a personal trainer and a health coach. I was like, okay, I'm going to start to make the leap. And during COVID, I took a personal development class with Tony Robbins and Dean Graziosi and Jenna Kutcher. And I learned all about online marketing and how to build a business. And I was like, okay, this is the seed being planted. I hired a coach for myself. She helped me to increase my confidence. I went in. I asked for a raise. I got $20,000 on the spot. I'm like, okay, obviously I was underpaid, but hey. It worked, and I still was not happy, right? I still was like, what? There has to be something else. Like, I know I'm made for more. So, as the saying goes, when the fear of staying where you are or yeah, when the fear of staying where you are outweighs jumping. Like, I didn't want to stay stable. I didn't want to stay in the same thing. I was tired of the hamster wheel. And I had had a couple other things in my life happen. We had a girl on our mountain bike team who was 14, who had a tragic accident, and a guy that I'd worked with who was 56. And I was like, God, at what point am I going to make the leap? When am I going to do what I want to do and follow my passions? So I finally did it. It took 6 tries to go into the office. And finally, everybody was there. And I did it. And I left truly without knowing what I was going to do. But this time it was my choice. And a year later, my number one mentor, this guy that I've followed forever in the fitness world, his name is Todd Durkin, he offered his very first life coaching program. And I was like, I mean, I'm one of those people that has a really hard time making the decision, right? I ask 10 of my friends, 6 of my family members, and I'm like, what do you think? And I was like, I know without a doubt, this is for me. And so I got certified as a life coach and then combined that with all the things that I'm doing. And a year later, I decided that the name of my company is going to be Bold Adventures Coaching, because I'm bold and I'm adventurous and it involves all things coaching. And it's been a journey, right? Like, nothing is easy. I think the more that we step into the unknown, we think like, oh, it's going to get easier. I don't think it ever gets easier, but I think what happens is our body knows and it's used to the fact that we did this and we survived and now we can do it again and we will survive. And I don't know, the universe just continues to show me that I'm on the right path. The more action I take, the more things that I put myself out there, and I keep doing things that are uncomfortable. I keep trying new things. Like, I have the widest range of clients right now, and I'm like, oh my God, just putting myself out there and doing it. So all of this to say that it's all working out. It's been lots of exploration. And I think knowing that every time we jump into the unknown, like, there's always the fear. Like, I literally wake up daily and I'm like, who are you to do this? You're not enough. You don't know enough. Your story's not big enough. You need the safety of a corporate job. Like, you can't do this alone. Every morning, like, I literally have a thought journal for 60 days in a row. I wrote the same thought down and I was like, okay, we're gonna write something different. And, you know, eventually as you do more things, it gets easier. So I will end with a few lessons. So my journey through the years is just like that journey of jumping is just like the powdery snow in Utah, right? It's jumping in to the whiteout conditions and knowing it's all gonna work out. And I think the other piece of it is realizing that everything happened for me, not to me, right? Every single thing that we do in life is a lesson to be learned. It's an experience to grow. And that's what makes us who we are. Like, I would not be here today. I would still be in a corporate job. I would still be doing all the things that society tells me I'm supposed to be doing. So, biggest things that I learned, that stepping into the unknown is actually our path to growth. Pushing our boundaries and testing our limits through adventure leads to deeper satisfaction and self-discovery. We build strength, resilience, and confidence to know that we will be okay. We learn to trust, surrender, and ask for help. And that this confidence helps us to build the courage we need to keep entering the unfamiliar. Creating memories through experiences teaches the importance of connection, being present, and savoring the journey, which is why I have taken my boys on all of these things. Like, they are so learned. We don't even do gifts in our house anymore. It's all experiences. And the more experiences you can create now, just imagine that life. So I invite you to create your life instead of just making a living. Thank you.